Can you see how this day dims, cracked along the cortex of our ruddy homeland? So shallow and proud, the ridgeline flaring with the wick of summer. This year, all of the season's heat is crammed into a single week. By now we've learned the best way to bring a forest back to life is for us to just exist elsewhere. Can you imagine? The howling monkeys and macaques opening up our house like a purse, storing my hairbrush and brooches in the trees like glistening, glad-faced leaves. Picture us. First saviours, then villains, and now a complicated algorithm. We learned early. Track along the flats where the sound is sandy and supple. Avoid the shine of whiskey and campfire. Sometimes, with crates we found by the sea, we collect up golf balls and pretend. What freshly laid eggs, what split and briny treasure nestled in these dunes. Here, the old driving range is home to an estuary of light, lapping soft and blind and poxed. Do you remember? After the riverbeds cracked, bruising beneath their own boulders, we realized every piece of matter is endless, salvaged and spliced into grubby recognition. What a relief to no longer ripen ourselves within bright white sheets, crystal-shined teeth. Tonight, the damp torchlight hovers, sweet William Pink, a foghorn in the viney thicket of our waiting.